Welcome! I am Carrie Glassman, and I am so excited that you are here to become Nutritious Life Certified. When I began this journey, I knew that I didn't just want to educate people on nutrition. Because you know what? It's a whole lot more than just food when it comes to living your most nutritious life and being your healthiest you. So that's what Nutritious Life is all about. It's not just about nutrition. It reaches way beyond nutrition and educates people and gives them the tools to live their most nutritious life. Okay, so I'm going to walk you through this. And really important, you got to listen carefully because this is going to be the foundation of the entire Nutritious Life certification program. When it comes to living a nutritious life, you've got to remember, you have to consider all eight pillars of a nutritious life equally. So here they are: drink up, eat empowered, exercise steady, stress less, sleep deep, your world, pamper thyself, and sex ed. When I started counseling people over a decade ago, there's one thing that I said I was going to do. I wasn't just going to educate people on diet and nutrition. And here's why. I knew from personal experience that if you just learn what to eat, well, you know what? It's just not enough. Many of us know what to eat, but we're still not doing it. And there's many reasons we're not doing it. But some of them are as simple as, well, what I call your world. Here's an example. If you plan on eating red peppers and carrots for a snack, and you're really not that hungry, but you need a little bit of a crunch, and you have these wonderful intentions of eating them, but you open up your fridge is a mess, and you know what? Those red peppers are in a slimy green bag in the back of your refrigerator. Well, you know what? Chances are you may end up opening the fridge, being a little grossed out, closing the door, and then going and grabbing a bag of chips. You're not setting yourself up for success. But if you focus on your world, now what that means is the world at large, yes, we all want to be green, but also your exact world, your environment, your refrigerator. If you think about setting up your refrigerator and making it look beautiful, when you buy those red peppers at the grocery store, getting them and slicing them and putting them into a nice glass container, well then, when you open the fridge, you'll see these red peppers looking beautiful. And you know what? It might sound really, really corny, but you actually want to eat them more. You feel better. You feel cleaner. And then you eat those red peppers. And you know what? Instead of sitting on the couch thinking like, oh, I'm a couch potato eating these potato chips, you say, you know what? I'm going to go to the gym later. I'm actually going to get that in. And then you know what happens? You sleep better that night. Because when you exercise, studies show that you sleep better. When you sleep better, your hunger hormones are more in sync with actually wanting healthier foods the next day. When you don't sleep well, women actually eat on average over 300 more calories the next day. So it all goes together. What you eat helps you feel better, lose weight, have more energy, helps your skin look better, even improves your sex life, ladies and men. But when you then feel better, you actually also want to put better foods into your body. So it all works together. Now it's time to go through the eight pillars of a nutritious life. And the reason I'm spending an entire lesson on the eight pillars of a nutritious life is because all of these things connect and are going to be the basis of this 12-course certification program. So I'm going to first start with drink up. Okay, I don't want you to pull out the beers and throw back a few right now. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about why drinking and staying hydrated in the right way is critical to not only losing weight, but being more energetic and living your most nutritious life. When you are properly hydrated, your metabolism is at its max. It's actually been shown to be up about 3% than if you're not properly hydrated. When you're properly hydrated, you think more clearly. You actually are going to understand what I'm telling you better if you're properly hydrated. Also, when you're properly hydrated, you don't mistake hunger for thirst. Have you ever thought that you were really hungry and then realized, wow, I actually was just thirsty? Well, maybe you didn't realize it, but what was happening was that you actually were just thirsty. So the next time you're hungry and thinking, well, am I really hungry? Have a large glass of water. And you may just realize that you weren't hungry at all. You were just thirsty. That is a common mistake that people make. The other thing is, do you ever want to put your head down on your desk around 3 or 4 in the afternoon? One of the most common reasons I find that my clients are exhausted in the afternoon is not because they haven't slept well the night before, although that may add to it, but it's simply because they're not hydrated. Staying hydrated is going to help you improve your energy. So, for energy, for mental clarity, for metabolism, and for not mistaking hunger for thirst, you need to make sure you stay properly hydrated. So the 8 glasses of water rule is really about a guideline and a goal. Of course, it's going to vary a little bit depending upon how much you exercise, your environment, and your gender, and your height, and your weight. But the 8 by 8, what I mean there is 8 cups of 8 ounces, is a really good goal for all of us to still go for. So what should we drink? Well, first of all, here are a few things we should not drink. And this is probably not going to be a surprise to you, but no soda, no juice with added sugars, and I don't even like diet sodas. I'm sure many of you out there are with me on that. I don't like diet sodas because they're loaded with artificial sweeteners, and we know that when you consume artificial sweeteners, all you want is more sweets later on. There are many studies out there that show that diet soda drinkers are actually more overweight than regular soda drinkers. So, juices with added sugars, diet sodas, and regular sodas are an absolute no-no. Let's start with plain old water. Plain old water with a squirt of 100% juice is an option, although I really prefer plain old water with a slice of lemon, a slice of lime, or even a piece of fruit so that you just get the essence of the fruit without adding even any calories there. I also love carbonated water. The only time I don't love carbonated water is if you have a tendency to be gassy or bloated. Those bubbles can actually aid in that. Also, if you're constipated, I have found with many of my clients that the carbonated water does not help them at all. And in that case, I will say definitely only go for flat water. People always ask me, does coffee and tea count as part of their 8 by 8 cups of water a day? And what I tell them is, it does, because herbal teas and green tea I absolutely love. I even like coffee. However, I still like people to have the goal of drinking 8 cups of water a day. If you drink a lot of herbal tea, you can count it towards your fluid needs. Even some of the water volume in food can count towards your fluid needs, but I still like to give people that goal of the 8 cups, or perhaps in the winter when they're cold, you can fill in a little bit more herbal tea in there. But that goal is still important, again, just to have as a general framework, a general goal. But if you're the type of person that sips herbal tea all day long, well then yes, that herbal tea will be incorporated into your 8 by 8 rule. Green tea, I usually have people have 2 cups of green tea a day on top of their other fluid. But again, everybody's different. If somebody is drinking 6 cups of water consistently and 2 cups of green tea consistently, that may be enough. For someone else, it might not be enough. If they're exercising a lot, they might really need those full 8 cups. So again, use the 8 ounces 8 times a day as a general rule, and then add in a couple cups of green tea. And if you want to supplement with some herbal tea, that's fantastic. I always recommend clients to purchase a 32-ounce water bottle. And here's why. A 32-ounce water bottle, you fill it twice, and there you have it. You've reached your goal for water for the day. It's just super simple to remind yourself to fill something twice. Buy a really pretty one. Make sure it's BPA-free, or buy a glass one. Put your name on it. Design it. Or just make sure, again, that it looks really pretty. And you'll be super psyched to have it by your side all the time and drink up. The next pillar of a nutritious life that I want to talk about is one of my favorite topics, sleep. It feels so good to sleep well, doesn't it? And here's why. When you sleep well, you are actually protecting yourself from disease. You are actually protecting your waistline, and you just feel good. You're more motivated to eat well. You want to go to the gym. You're just happier when you sleep well. Women who sleep 7 hours a night as compared to getting less sleep are 33% more likely to maintain their weight loss. When you sleep 6 hours versus the 7 or 8 recommended amount, you are 23% more likely to become obese. When you sleep 6 hours, you are 50% more likely to become obese. And that number goes up from there. So sleep is absolutely critical to helping you live a nutritious life. when you don't sleep well, I mean, it's obvious. You just are not craving something healthy the next day. I'm sure everyone out there has experienced that. But the reason you don't crave anything healthy is because your hunger hormone, ghrelin, actually increases. And leptin, your satisfaction hormone, decreases. And not only are you hungrier, but you actually crave the worst types of foods. The foods that you think are going to give you that immediate energy, but really, you just have a crash. That's why sometimes you want that big bagel or a sugary sweet muffin when you are sleep deprived. You think it's going to help, but no, it really just makes everything worse. And there you have it. That's part of why it starts that whole vicious, bad cycle. Remember, we want to flip that cycle around and start a good snowball effect. I tell all of my clients, just like they give their kids a bedtime, they need to give themselves a bedtime. Now, does that mean if you say, I want to go to bed at 11 o'clock every night and you're on the phone with a friend, you just hang up mid-sentence or you can't ever stay up a little bit late watching a movie? Of course not. You don't have to be perfect with any elements of the nutritious life every single day. But having a goal of going to bed, let's just use 11 as an example, is something that will help you stay consistent. And consistency with all the elements of a nutritious life are going to be critical. If you say, I'm going to get into bed at 11 o'clock every night, well then, at 10:30, maybe you'll take off your makeup, or if you're a guy out there, you'll just wash your face, you'll brush your teeth, you'll start turning out the lights, you maybe will even jot down a few things that are stressing you out so that you don't think about them as you're going to bed, you kind of brush them aside, and then you'll sleep better. You want to give yourself time to actually get into sleep mode. But if you don't even plan on a time to go to bed, well, you might just be sitting there at 11 o'clock with the TV on, with your iPhone going, with, you know, music on, with all of these different distractions. And you may end up not even really going to bed until midnight, and you're all revved up. You need to practice good sleep hygiene, which starts with having a goal bedtime, and then also incorporates things like winding down, lighting maybe a lavender candle, or just having some wonderful aromatherapy in the room, shutting down the lights or dimming them, turning off the TV, writing down a few things that are bothering you so then you can sort of put them aside mentally so you can get into a better sleep faster. I promise you, you're going to feel better the next day, and I promise you, you're going to end up being healthier and also wanting to be healthier. You'll be more motivated to continue with all of your wonderful health habits. Exercise. Of course, that's one of the pillars of a nutritious life. Diet and exercise, as many of you know, go hand in hand. They are both super important. However, one of the biggest mistakes out there that people make is that they think, oh, I exercised, I can eat this. I exercised really a lot today. I can eat even more of this. We all know by now that that is just not true. About 90% of your weight is related to what you eat, not how much you exercise. Even if you had a perfectly healthy day, you had your quinoa at breakfast and your spinach salad at lunch and grilled salmon and asparagus at dinner, but then you said, well, you know what? I exercised today, so I'm going to go have this piece of cheesecake, and I've eaten so healthy today. About 2 bites of that cheesecake will just squash all that exercise. And that is so often what happens with exercise. Not only do you get hungrier, and actually it makes it even harder sometimes to eat well, but you think, oh, I exercised, I can eat more. You just can't do it. Which is why I always say that exercise and diet together is a very difficult dance. Because when you do exercise, you do get a little bit hungrier. And you have to learn how much to fuel yourself without overeating the amount that you have burned. This is something we're going to cover a lot more later on in the course. But I want everybody to be aware of how exercise plays a huge role in a nutritious life. It may sound like I'm a little bit anti-exercise or I'm belittling its importance because I'm saying how easy it is to sort of outweigh it with food. But here's the deal. I am not. I'm an exercise junkie. I love to exercise. But there are many other reasons to exercise other than just burning calories. First of all, you feel good. You release those feel-good hormones, and you know what? Not only do you just feel happier, but you actually want to continue to eat better. Also, when you exercise, you increase your muscle mass. Muscle mass is more metabolically active. So that means when you sit on your tush and watch a little TV that night, if you have more muscle mass, you're going to be burning more calories. Exercise also fights depression. It improves our immune system, prevents cardiovascular disease, and improves our bone health. So there are so many reasons to exercise. Oh, also, it helps you sleep better. And I've already talked about sleep. You know how much I love sleep. So if you exercise, you sleep well, you're actually going to eat better the next day. So many reasons to exercise. The key is to be consistent. Don't say, okay, I'm gonna, become an exercise fanatic now. I'm gonna exercise 7 days a week. If you haven't even been able to fit it in once a week and you've got two jobs and three kids, it's not going to happen. You need to be consistent with your goals. Have goals. Make them, a little bit difficult to reach, but don't make them so difficult that you're setting yourself up for failure. Schedule in those exercise appointments just like doctor's appointments. For me, in my life right now, I aim for 4 days a week. I used to exercise 6 days a week. It just doesn't happen anymore. I'm a little bit too crazy, but in this moment in time in my life, I do 4 days and I get those 4 days in. Sometimes I get five in, the next week I might get three. But if I don't hit those 6 days or if I don't get it in every day, I don't say, oh, forget it, I'm just not exercising anymore. That's something that is way too common that happens. So you want to be consistent with your exercise and understand that there are so many other reasons to exercise than just burning calories. Because here's the other thing. If you exercise for exercise benefits, as well as having a great goal, wanting to run faster or climb higher, you know what? You're going to be more motivated. So think about signing up for a 10K or a 3K and go for it. Put it in your calendar as a goal so you feel good about exercise for exercise sake, not just, oh, I want to lose weight. So that's just a little depressing reason to exercise. You want to exercise for the bigger effects it has on, yes, your weight, but more importantly, your entire nutritious life. The next pillar of a nutritious life that I want to talk about is something we are all way too familiar with, and that is stress. 75% of the general population experiences some form of big stress every 2 weeks. I live in New York City. I would say that number probably is every day. I see people stressed out left and right, and 75 to 90% of doctor visits are related to stress. But here's the thing. Only 30% of people actually think that stress impacts their life. Stress hormones cause cardiovascular disease, digestive problems, fatigue. They put you at risk for depression. All of these things are factors of feeling stress. So what do we need to do? We need to manage it. And what I always tell people is, I can't take away all of your stress. That would be really awesome if I could, but I can't. But I can help you control it. Because the other thing that happens is when you are stressed, you're also more likely to emotionally eat. And then that causes even more stress. And those stress hormones also cause you to gain weight in your midsection, the worst place to gain weight. One thing I tell everyone to do, and you can all do right now, even press pause after you listen to this on your video right now and try it. You can breathe in for a count of eight and breathe out for a count of eight. I always tell people to do that for about 8 minutes a day. That alone can decrease stress and can be that one thing that just triggers a whole wonderful cycle of a nutritious life. So if you don't try anything else today to manage stress, try that one thing and tell all of your clients to do it too. It'll help them sleep better, feel better, and may just be that one spark that gets them to live a much more nutritious life. You may be thinking to yourself, when am I going to start talking about food? Well, I'm going to start talking about it right now. The next pillar of a nutritious life is eat empowered. And what I mean by eating empowered is I want you to control your food. Don't let the food control you. So often people say, oh, you know what, but the plate just, it looked so good, and I don't know, I just ended up eating the whole thing of fries. And what I always say is, you are a living, breathing human. The fries are not. You control the food. Don't let it control you. But it is much easier said than done. And I know that. Believe me, I have been there where those French fries or chocolate cake, or for me, really, it's chocolate chip cookies, have totally taken over my body. But here's why I want you to flip the switch with that. When you think to yourself, I can eat blueberries instead of the chocolate chip cookie. I deserve to eat the blueberries, and they're good for my skin, and they're good for my heart health, and they're good for my mind. Oh, and a byproduct of that will be weight loss. You're so much more empowered and motivated to eat well. So it's not, I can't eat the chocolate chip cookie, I have to have blueberries. It's chocolate chip cookies, I want you blueberries. And that's how you have to change your attitude. And I know it sounds kind of corny and dorky when I say it now, but I'm telling you, if you put this attitude into your head and start thinking like that, you will switch your entire relationship with food and you'll feel empowered eating good foods. So instead of thinking to yourself, I'm going to have willpower and not eat this, because willpower, that's all negative energy, and I'm not about anything negative. I want you to have positive energy. So think to yourself, I can eat those blueberries. And you know what? If I really want a chocolate chip cookie, I can eat that too, because I can eat it and feel in control eating it, and it'll be all good, and I'll just move right on to my next meal. So be an empowered eater. We're going to get way more in depth when it comes to protein and carbs and fats and essential fatty acids and vitamins and minerals and supplements. But as far as you need to know right now with A Nutritious Life, it's all about eating empowered. Okay, peeps, I want you to close your eyes and visualize your fridge. Are you visualizing? Are you thinking about it yet? What does it look like? Anything you want to give to me? Any wonderful apples in there? Spinach salad? I hope it looks pretty, and I hope it looks clean and organized, because that's part of your world, just as your desk is part of your world. Yes, your world refers to the environment around you. It refers to the lotions and creams and things you put on your skin. It refers to the things you breathe in the air, but it also refers to your literal world, your desk area, your bed area, your refrigerator. And when you keep your world clean and organized, you're more efficient, you're less stressed, you're more likely to actually make healthier choices. One study showed that 80% of people think that they have a cluttered home. And for 40% of people, they say that it causes them genuine stress and anxiety. Well, I've already told you about stress. You know what that does to you. So having a clean, clutter-free environment and making sure that your environment from your fridge to your closet is organized and set up in a way that you feel good about your world, you are going to make better choices. Think about a clean closet. When you get up in the morning and your closet is clean and you pick out an outfit, don't you just start your day better? All of those things make for a healthier, nutritious life. So clean out your closet, save those few minutes in the morning for making a healthy breakfast, have a glass of water, and I promise you, you're going to be living a more nutritious life. The next pillar I want to talk about is pamper thyself. Okay, don't say I'm crazy. Don't think that I'm going to tell you that you should just go get a facial and you're going to lose weight. But I'm sort of going to tell you that. And there's a reason why. Pampering yourself, taking care of yourself, self-care is absolutely critical, not only to weight loss, but to being an overall healthy and happy person. We've all heard it before on every airline we've ever been on. You need to secure your own oxygen mask before you can help others. And it is the first thing you need to do in order to help yourself. You need to take care of yourself first. So as obvious as this sounds, this is the pillar that's often the hardest for me to get across to new clients. Sometimes I can almost see the words, take better care of yourself, bounce right off of them in my office. Some think they are too busy. Others, I suspect, think everyone else in their lives is more deserving of their TLC than they are. But I am convinced no one can lose weight without mastering this basic idea of pampering. Usually, people have gained weight over the years because they translate the words, be good to yourself, you deserve it, into, oh, I can splurge on this, I've worked so hard, or I can splurge on that, I was such a good mom today. Without putting yourself first, it's practically impossible to eat empowered because you're constantly treating yourself with foods that sabotage your health goals instead of supporting them. A saner approach to self-care also makes it possible for you to manage your stress better. And you know, we've talked a lot about stressing less, and it makes it easier to sleep more deeply. Plus, it can transform your relationship with exercise. Once you get down the true meaning of the word pamper, you'll no longer head to the gym for stern punishment, but find your way to workouts that both energize
and calm you, flooding your brain with those feel-good hormones. And we know when you feel good, you want to eat well. You want to continue to take care of yourself.
Last, but certainly not least, is sex ed. The reason I talk about sex as part of a nutritious life is because it's fun, well, yes, but not just that. It's really, truly part of living a nutritious life. And here's why. It's not just about sex. It's about oxytocin, the calm and connection hormone. And you can release that hormone that acts as an antioxidant even just by holding hands with a friend. Getting or giving a great hug, that sometimes is just enough to release oxytocin. Again, that's called the calm and connection hormone. Okay, there you have it. I've told you about the 8 pillars of a nutritious life. I am so excited that you are taking this nutritious life certification course, and I cannot wait for you to use it in your life as well as educate all of your clients and friends, because the very best teachers are doers. So go live and breathe a nutritious life and share it with everyone around you.